what do you think that win last week says about your team?
Well, it's like anything. You're always asking the players to go until the final whistle, but to get the setback of just equalising and then to get a 2-1 lead, the response we got again, we kicked on. It just shows the character and belief. And then obviously people can sometimes say, well, the mid-table, it doesn't mean anything to them. They've got the flip-flops on. No, you see what it meant to the players. And like I said before, last Saturday was... scoring the goals in front of our fans and seeing the whole celebrations, and even bringing Paul Smith again into the celebrations, it was a fantastic feeling. And it'll happen again to somebody else, or it'll happen again to us, or we'll do it again to somebody else. And that's the beauty of this game of football. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I spoke to your physio this week. He was a little excited about that win, wasn't he?
he's a Sheffield Wednesday fan through and through, and obviously his dad, the history with his dad being at the football club. But again, it just shows the celebrations, not just the fans, the players, the whole togetherness of the team spirit, with whether it be the staff and whether it be the players. But we all win together, we lose together, but the most important thing was a local derby. I haven't been involved in many games where it's happened like that late when you're losing 2-1 with only a few minutes left to go. But credit to the players, they deserve all the credit, but like I say, it was a great win for everybody associated with the football club.
Not all teams have that togetherness, do they, Stuart? And you may have worked with teams in the past that haven't necessarily had that, and it can be a big plus for a squad.
Well, it is. And again, that word team spirit, and when you think we've got some big characters that are not in the side at the moment because it's either through injury or just, well, many through injury, but I think that's probably why our game is loved so much, because if that was a game abroad and somebody scored 2-1 a late second goal, it just seems to fizzle out. Whereas our game, it is. You have to compete from the very first minute until the 95th or 98th minute, whatever it was, what happened the other day. But it just did show that, again, the togetherness of the football club, and that just doesn't happen overnight. That is team spirit right the way through the club, right from sort of day one pre-season, getting them in, to suddenly all the way through the stage of the season. Because we've had ups and downs. Lots of clubs will have ups and downs, but when it happens like that, it just shows that all the lads are rowing in the same direction.
Is there any news on the health of Sam Hutchinson and Camille Zayat?
Zayat, it's a high hamstring problem, but they think it's related just from a niggle in his back. So I think Camille is having an epidural to relieve that. But so it's nerve related, and it's standard, really. They call it an epidural just to release the nerve.
So he's not having a baby, is he?
No, but again, as soon as you mention the word epidural, you think it would be involved, but it's a quite regular thing in football, but that is all nerve-related, and it comes from the back. So hopefully he's going to have the injection, and that will relieve that. And I would imagine if it's settled down okay, he's got a chance for the Huddersfield game, because we've got back-to-back games with the Huddersfield and Norwich. Sam is more... He was concussed, but he's got a rib injury, so it's a little bit tender, so we've just been able to shut him down, but Sam goes from one game to another. He seems to get a knock and get over it. The pleasing thing yesterday training was Will Keane has got his boots on. He's out with a fitness coach. He'll be back in full training on Monday with us. And Sergio Busch, the full training session with no reaction. So on the forward front, we're looking at healthy as well.
Put us in your shoes this week then, Stuart. It's nearly the end of March. There's just over a month to go in the season, and you've got an international break off the back of a big win. So what's key this week? What do you get done in a week like this? Do you just get some rest, or are there key tasks involved that you need to get into?
No, again, it doesn't change. There's games to go and cover. I think I was spotted at Sheffield United watching Scunthorpe, which just gave me an opportunity to see what's out there Scunthorpe-wise, really, because I don't often a chance to see him midweek, because we're either playing when they are, and so that doesn't allow me. We've often got scouts at games, and I'm just following up on match reports, individual reports on individuals they're mentioning to go and have a look at Castanoy. I'm at a game tomorrow, planning and preparing for pre-season, because that won't be far away. We're trying to... I have to work on a 6-week pre-season programme, so we've got organised games as well. So not injured, and also I've got quite a number of players out of contract, and there's other players out of contract at other clubs. So you're dealing with agents as well, and it is 7 days a week, really.
As you mentioned, you were spotted at Bramall Lane. I think that particular report linked you with Adelican, the winger. Is that someone that you've sort of been recommended, or are we just having a quick look at him?
I'm just having a quick look at Scunthorpe, really. I'd seen Sheffield United again earlier on in the season. I saw him get beat by Peterborough at home 2-1. But it was just an opportunity to go to Scunthorpe and just cast an eye, really, and just keeping your knowledge up, what's available, what's out there, and because you never know. Sometimes, again, if Scunthorpe come and ask to take one of our players on loan, I've often said as well is that if players are going out on loan from our club, it's got to be beneficial, but it's also got to be beneficial. Probably the style of play that the manager wants to play at that club that the player's going to. So again, it was just a case of just having a look at what was in Scunthorpe's team, really.
Joe Wildsmith has gone out on loan to Barnsley, and hearing from Lee Johnson this week, it sounds like he's actually going to start against Bristol City tomorrow, which is huge for him, isn't it?
Well, again, we once the contact was made, because it's great for Joe, and again, I've said before, it's about players getting minutes on the pitch. Now, Joe has been with us virtually every game, travelling as a third choice keeper. He's been on the bench a couple of times. We've got high hopes for the boy. He's a cracking lad. He's an individual. He's a very good goalkeeper. But he's got two good goalkeepers in front of him in Westwood and Kirkland. So we just felt it was an ideal opportunity for him to go. And then again, you have dialogue with the manager is that we don't want him to warm in somebody's bench up. We've got the impression that he's going to be playing a lot of football for them, subject to how he performs. And what a great start for him tomorrow. He's going to Bristol City, and then I think he's got Sheffield United at home. So they've got a good run in. So he's got some good games, and let's hope he plays and he plays well. And he will be a better goalkeeper for it when he comes back to us because of that experience.
It's an international break this weekend. The Euro qualifiers are going on. There's a few friendlies too. Having signed a few players in the last year on the continent, does the club just sort of cast a glance over some of these games? Do you keep your eyes out to see if there's any possible targets out there?
Well, you're always looking because again, I think it's common knowledge that the British players, whoever in contract, they seem to cost a fortune, and they're still sending out the cheaper options are overseas. So you've always got one eye on that because again, agents have been very, very busy and saying, look, my client's coming out of contract. He's playing in this international game, so you're always going to be interested in full international, especially if they're going to come out of contract and then the agent's giving you an impression they want to come and play in England or play in the best league, which is the Premier League, and then the Championship, they want to come and play there. So you've got to make sure you do your homework and again, if they're going to be better than the players that we've got at the football club, it'd be foolish not to consider them.